What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The game. The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
Mike, let's talk about the NBA because there's big news all around the league. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. One thing we know, that the Hawks are not done. Anse Saleh said this to us last week, that they were going to continue to be active, even though he wasn't able at that time to talk about the trade. Now, all this stuff becomes, again, official July 6th. But, Mike, we're talking about the Porzingis trade. He wasn't able to really address it.
Right.
But he said, look, we're going to continue to be active. We know they're in the marketplace for more shooting. And you asked, are you okay with the bigs now that they drafted, you know, Asa? My thing is, yeah. I don't know how much playing time Asa's going to get in his rookie season. I know he's a first-round pick, but that doesn't mean, Mike, that he works his way into this rotation early in the season. It may be later in the year before he really makes an impact. We don't know.
And that's why, you know, Day-Day is of the opinion, DeAndre Ayton, who we should have probably traded for 4.5 years ago, had to get John Collins out of here and change up the energy. But then, you know, a lot of guys, when I mentioned DeAndre Ayton, guys immediately hit us on the text line, that dude is soft, you know. Well, yeah, not a great showing in the 2021 NBA Finals against Giannis and the Bucks, but he's out there. The Trailblazers bought out his contract. He has been linked to the L.A. Lakers because they're always looking for some front court help since Anthony Davis got traded. They're also talking about Clint Capela to the Lakers, which is probably a good fit.
We keep talking about, is Clint going to be here? My guess is no. That's where I think right. This is going. And look, I think, you know, with the plan that they have, I'm talking about our Hawks, part of the plan is to upgrade our wings. And when you're saying, how do we increase our 3-and-D guys, right? Guys that can shoot the three but also defend. Malik Beasley's name, Mike, came up. And then we talked about today this investigation. Again, he's not been charged with anything. But this investigation, he may not have done anything. It may have been people betting on him, and there is some kind of connection to the activity that was going on. We don't know what this investigation is going to unfold. But the point is, if you take a chance on Malik Beasley to start free agency, Mike, and you sign him to one of these deals, you're also potentially, you know, rolling the dice if something happens down the road and he's potentially suspended.
Well, they're not playing, and no pro sports leagues are playing. Ironically, the college is going to allow guys to bet on pro sports. They had that up there on the flagpole for the NCAA last week. Pat Forty was talking about it. But, yeah, Beasley, man, 16 points. I love it. He made 319 three-pointers just behind Ant-Man for the league lead. That's exactly what we're shooting for here, pardon the pun.
Yes.
You know, I said Ty Jerome. That's another guy I'd like if you want to go get some more shot-making. 12.5. You know, he's a good backup, and he could also come in for Trey. You know, if you want to have him on the floor at the same time. Who else did I mention to you? Oh, yeah, I was talking about this last week. Gary Trent from Milwaukee, if you're looking for another shooting guard, who can also handle the rock at times. And then there's Quentin Grimes from the Sixers.
Yeah.
If you're looking for guys who can also, you know, if you don't have any fall off when Trey's not on the floor.
The guy that obviously I think would fit perfectly is Nikhil Alexander Walker from the Warriors.
Ooh, that's now you're talking some serious athleticism with a healthy Jalen Johnson.
Yes. And again, if you were to say, we're going to make two significant moves, if you could convince DeAndre Ayton, and again, I don't know if you're sold on that, but the fact that he can sign anywhere, he's 27 years old, still in his prime, Mike, he's not the dominant number one overall draft pick you thought he was going to be. When you're drafting number one overall, you're supposed to make a run at a chip. Okay, you're supposed to be that guy at some point in a 10-year period where, hey, he gave us a chance to get there. That's not DeAndre Ayton, but it doesn't mean he can't contribute. And, Mike, if it didn't work out as a free agent, you're not going to break the bank on him. See, I think this buyout, which was $35 million, gives him and his people a little flexibility to say, hey, I get to choose where I want to go.
Right.
And I want to go somewhere where I'm going to have fun and enjoy playing there, and they're going to use me. And maybe the Hawks are a destination. We just don't know. But that aside, if you were to do that and get Nikhil, now we got something
and
going.
The thing is, it kind of makes the money work. You know, you could have the shooting. You'd have some really hard matchups in the half court, and then Quinn Snyder might actually have something he could work with, like he did in Utah.
Your half court defense is so much better.
You actually
it's
have it.
So much better.
You have a half court defense other than Dyson Daniels. You're right.
Yeah. So we'll see where all of this goes, but the activity is real. And you know, again, some of these moves are not going to be blockbuster. And I'm not talking about the Hawks. I'm just saying, generally speaking.
But guys who think that Asa Newell is going to come in, he's going to learn on the job.
Yeah.
We talked about Asa, and this is not being disrespectful. He needs another year in the oven in NCAA, and, you know, playing for UGA.
Well, didn't we talk about how many games did he play? 20-some-odd games? I don't even know if he played 30 games last year. Guys, this NBA schedule is a grind. Right. It is a different animal.
There's a rookie. I mean,
yes.
Again, he won't be asked to do that, but that's why I think you look at – that's why I said, you know, guys, like, what's your thing with Brook Lopez? I don't know what his contract would look like. I'm just saying, get another big in here. That's why, you know, DeAndre Ayton might be relatively inexpensive based on his market value right now.
Yeah.
And how things turned out, you know, over in Portland. But yeah, he's out there. But yeah, you're talking about Alexander Walker. Now you're talking about size. And they don't have all the money because Randall and Naz Reid got paid.
33 games dominated,
okay.
Says, for him in college.
And yeah, I mean, look. And that's not a knock on him. That's a knock on everybody who came out early. Cooper Flagg's the only guy that people feel. Cooper Flagg's going to have some rookie moments. He's going to get an education this year, too.
Yeah.
So another big, a wing, backup point guard.
And not necessarily out of order. I mean, if you're going to get a game-changing wing, it changes our team. I think we have enough bigs in the rotation now, but I don't think we should be done. Mm. And by the way, if you're saying, all right, Dukes and Bell, why would, you know, Nikhil Alexander Walker come here, or more importantly, why would Minnesota do this? It would be a sign and trade, which is what our general manager told us, for the exemption. And under that sign and trade, that would allow the T-Wolves to then be granted a traded player in the deal. They also get an exception.
Uh-huh.
So they lose him, but they also get some money and an exception to use for themselves. And I said this, Minnesota, go look at their numbers, guys. They're getting expensive. That's becoming an expensive team now with these extensions, Mike. And, you know, they signed two of their guys, and I just don't know if they've got the money to do a deal with Nikhil. That's the other part of this. So that's why I think we're leading the charge. When that's the thing I keep hearing. Oh, the Hawks are really interested. Yeah, but we have this exemption that's really going to help.
And we were joking around about the show on the show earlier about in years past. Like, remember when the Falcons had no money, and we're like hearing about all these big free agent moves, and the Falcons aren't doing anything. They didn't have any coin. And now all of a sudden, with the Hawks, we've kind of been in that same boat.
Yeah.
Now you feel we should be day one in there fighting for this guy.
Because you got
a physical defender who can hit a three. That's perfect. I mean, and then you get into, and like Ansi Salih said that, you know, they'd be willing to get into an apron. It's got to make sense. But you're talking about some of these moves you could make and still pull off the math. And then the big decision becomes, do you want to, and then how well does this team fight and play?
Mm.
And are they automatically a top four team in the East? And then,
Mike, if you added those,
and then you don't feel so bad about giving Trey a max contract.
Yes. If you added those two pieces, I think we were with Jalen last year. I know that sounds crazy. Again, 20 and 10 a night, and I think he was on his way to potentially being an all-star, even though his brand was not there. You're telling me you add two key pieces like this? No doubt about it. Like, we're in the mix. Based on how the East looks right now, 404-726-0929. It's a big offseason, man. There's no debating that. You know, we can talk about all this other stuff. They better continue to try to improve and understand that these opportunities to do this around a nice young core. And again, we're not even talking, Mike, about the development of Rashad Shaq. Like, what's he come back and look like? We're not even talking about Jalen coming back on a mission and like, okay, you know what? I showed the NBA that I'm capable. Now I'm about to take it to another level. This idea of Trey having to score 40 a night is gone if you add these kinds of pieces. Right.
Look, we went through what some really bad ideas. You know, we talked about, you know, what happened with DeJounte Murray. These are the kind of moves we should have been making 2 years, 3 years ago. This was the stuff that made more sense. And then you could have, you know, again, I guess there was a frustration level with DeAndre Hunter. He's gone. That ship has sailed. Now you've got some flexibility. Caris LeVert, too, by the way. Where does he fit in this?
Well, that's the other thing. It sounds like I want him back, but I also think the guys we're talking about are potential upgrades. And the thing about Caris is, has always been, he's a hell of a player when healthy. Went to Brooklyn, won healthy. Right. Everybody kind of counted him out. Gets traded, goes to Cleveland. You're like, okay, is he getting run? Not really. Comes here, looks really good at the end of the season. But if you're telling me we're getting Beasley or Nikhil Alexander, that to me, or that's the route to go.
Yeah, I was just looking up, just to follow up on Minnesota, giving Julius Randle, Nas Reed, because I talked about Julius Randle last week.
Yep.
They're saying there's really no way they can get Nikhil Alexander Walker in there without getting in like the second level of apron as far as luxury tax.
It's too expensive.
Right. And in an NBA where everybody, as you see, buying guys out, getting salary off the books, because every owner's talking to their general manager going, well, look at Oklahoma City, right?
No doubt. It's going to be next few days going to be interesting for the Hawks to see.
Let's get in the mix. Let's give us something to be excited about, man, once.
Yeah, because
and look, Porzingis is great. Ace Newell is great. Our new GM is – everybody's happy right now. But this would be the thing where you get some athleticism, size. And, you know, then, as you said, Trey – you don't have to worry about Trey being a liability on defense because you've got other guys that can defend in the half court.
Well, we act as if, like, Steph Curry's an all-defensive player.
No, but he's surrounded by surrounded by great players.
Yeah, he never has been. He's been sufficient.
Right.
But that's the thing, man. Mm. All right, we'll keep an eye out. We'll keep you updated. And all the breaking news, of course, you'll hear here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris has got the night show coming up. Again, Braves off today, guys. And tomorrow's going to be interesting because I'll say this, Mike. There's two things I'm watching. One, is Money Harris back in the lineup? That's number one. Number two, we're getting ready for Profar's return, which is Wednesday. He's hitting 326 down in AAA. He's played about 12 or 13 games. He's been really good down there. It feels like, hey, he's ready to go. He's gone through, you know, the buildup. So that's going to be on Wednesday. But that's as soon as he can come back.
But the thing with Harris, you know, how's he feeling? And there was a Mark Bowman article today at MLB.com talking about Tim Hyers, and they're just trying, like, basic stuff, which it's kind of weird. Your third year in the league, that, you know, working the count, maintaining discipline to not expand the strike zone. You know, because you see him really, Carl, swinging some awful pitches. So, I mean, I don't know if Hyers can pull this one off. It goes back to what we were talking about earlier. I mean, yeah, maybe they shouldn't have moved on from Seitzer. I know I was kind of half kidding about the hitting instructor, but he's got his plate full right now. You got to get, you know, Austin Riley back to where he needs to be. There's just too many malfunctioning parts of this machine. That's why we're having the debate. Guys are like, man, you and Carl are Debbie Downer on the – you're living in a fantasy world. Are you watching this team? They don't hit.
And you're spoiled.
They don't hit.
You're spoiled.
Right.
We're so used to them being exactly what we've seen over the last 7 years.
You're telling me a team that
– That's not the case.
Right. All the things that are missing, the starting pitch. Guys, that's a really rough patch of pitching. Nothing against Grant Holmes. I love Grant Holmes. He's been great. But still, you got to throw Bryce Elder out there. It's freaking batting practice again. You know, and Fuentes has shown he's got some stuff, Carl, but he's not ready right now for the show.
I also find it amusing that people think we just won the World Series with the as-is team that we had. We didn't. We added significant pieces that contributed. If they don't do that again this year, this is not moving in the right direction either.
Right.
It's just what it is.
That's why I wonder if, you know, Alex has always said he'd be, you know, told us the other day, wants to be a buyer. Tony Gwynn said it. But you wonder, do you get to a point where even Alex and, you know, the Braves management says, this isn't the year to start trading for people?
Yeah. No. All right, man. We got to get out of the way and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What were you going to say, bro?
No, I was just thinking, they always want that salary control. We're not the only guys out there trying to find players at the trade deadline, you know? And they're never going to rent a player. They may just cut bait on Ozuna because his contract's coming up.
At the end of the season, you mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Or trade him now.
Well,
again, we got 12 more games before the All-Star break.
Mm.
How far out are we going to be, or are we going to be back in? We will find out tomorrow. Big show. Who's joining us tomorrow? Seth Emerson tomorrow, right? My man, Seth Emerson, to talk some dogs and also a very interesting Georgia Tech story that we've got to talk about. That's going to happen tomorrow. Grant's back as well as we talk Braves. More on NBA free agency. These NFL trades, do not be surprised as more start to happen leading up to camp. We'll keep you all informed on that as well. Hey, Behind the Glass, man. Dominator, great job as always. Day-to-day executive producing. Stay tuned. Chris Thomas has you at 6 o'clock. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Earlier in the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Carl and I were talking about Aaron Rodgers. I think Day-Day was asking, is he just misunderstood? Is he just getting, you know, picked on by people? No, he makes it easy. I don't know the guy personally, but we've heard a lot of anecdotal stuff. The latest comes from one of his linemen for over a decade, David Bakhtiari. He goes, hey, man, love is love. He's at the Jordan Love wedding. Their quarterback got married. He goes, congrats to the Loves. He goes, just happy at least one of my quarterbacks invited me to their wedding.
Oh, wow.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, speaking of the Steelers, man, TJ Watt, look, nobody's going to trade for him. The Steelers are crazy, but they're not stupid. Or they're stupid and not crazy. Mm. They're not trading away TJ Watt. Here's what we know. T.J. Watt's 30 years old. He's entering the final year of his four-year, $112 million extension that he signed before the 2022 season. He is one of the top edge rushers in the league. And with the move the Steelers made today, it's more proof that they are all in. So if you're all in...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cut the check.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett this offseason signed a four-year, $160 million deal that made him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the National Football League. Guess who's about to join that company?
Mm.
T.J. Watt. And then everybody's happy, Mike. And let's go see if Mike Tomlin can win a playoff game for the first time since 2016. Hey, if you love the show...
You tell your friends.
If you don't...
You're not even worth a compensatory pick.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.